What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Let's create.
Nah, not yet.
I'm ready to create now.
Nah, not yet. Hold on.
No, let's create now.
Check, check. Yo, what up, though? It's your boy, Big Papa Skeeto. And
Miss Mama Knees.
And it's another episode of the Skeetos.
What's up, y'all?
What up? So. We in this thing. Kneezy, what's good with you? How you feeling?
You know, I'm exhausted now.
All that Thanksgiving cooking and all that?
All that. And, you know, then you go into work. It's that holiday time, that rush time at work, which actually the crazy part is the department I work in is actually we do not do rush, right?
Okay. What's rush? What's that?
So we don't deal with customers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kind of talk to them, but we just resolve an issue.
You're not on the front lines?
No, I'm on the back end. So I handle mainly the supplier. So I do supplier operations, right?
Okay.
So I manage suppliers and then... Only time I talk to a customer is if our item that you need a replacement for is discontinued and my supplier say, hey, I can't fulfill this for them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I reach out to the customer and I give you two options. You get a full refund, or if it's just minor damage to your item, can you fix it yourself and I give you a partial refund?
Okay.
You know, that's all I do. I mainly manage suppliers, like, look here, supplier. Update your information in the system because this is giving false information to our customers, and customers are already experiencing a poor experience during this time of the year.
Yeah.
That's all I do, right? Okay. And so we have nothing to do with frontline. We have this new guy coming to our company going, oh, well, let's just put us all under one tree.
Mm. I told you we got to look up, dog, because when people come in with that, like in trying to like change structures and stuff, a lot of it is it's like they overcompensate. We're like, well, this is what we used to do at my old company.
Yeah, but he on the back end, nah, he kicking himself in the ass. I know he is because he goes, well, you guys have to do mandatory overtime. And for the last 2 weeks, he had to send out an email. Well, you guys, we're going to cancel overtime for you because you guys are just sitting here. There's nothing for you to do. And it's just costing the company too much money to pay you guys overtime. Oh. Yeah.
But somebody, this
like
is,
we told him.
This is what I don't
well,
get.
Well, I didn't tell him, you know.
No, I got you.
You got the sassy people on the team that was telling him, that goes, so we're doing other people's jobs now. Like, that's exactly what the, and you know who I'm saying those people.
But they didn't
saying.
Get, but that's the thing. You can say all that. They don't give a fuck.
They're
still going, they go, oh, we heard you. We're going to do what they we want to do. Shut up.
Not at all.
But here's the thing, though, right? And that's why I say we need more people in leadership so that they can, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make these decisions. But I'm more of like I'm a minimalist, right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like everybody feels the need to overcompensate and go above and beyond on things. I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, and I get it. It's one of those things we want to have people on hand and on staff. I would have made it voluntary.
Yeah.
Right? And then went from there and then pace it and then see how we went. I think they were trying to overcompensate, but that's why you have to track the tendencies. Was y'all busy around this time last year?
No. We didn't do overtime or nothing last year.
What about the year before last?
No.
So there was nothing to indicate that it was going to be a large influx.
It only is frontline who has the issue because, you know.
Well, no, hold on. We're getting there. Okay. So frontline always sees the issues, right?
Exactly.
And they need support
because they get calls, customer calls.
In the past, when frontline was inundated with calls, because you was on frontline for a minute, what were some of the strategies or the remedies that they had to alleviate the flow on frontline?
There were none.
Exactly.
There were none. Then they tried to say they did like a case management team where they would have, hey, well, instead of us just only handling escalations, we're going to also help you guys with frontline.
Yeah.
So that's what they did, but you couldn't even tell that it was there.
Yeah. And I guess that's tough. So in his mind, it sounds like the move was more so to help frontline than it really was. And it was just, where can we find it? Let's give them all the help that they need. Oh, wait, they really don't need help. All right, so let's just pull it back. Yeah,
there's nothing for us to do to help frontline. Because, again, we don't take customer calls.
And it took for him to realize that, to be like, oh, shit.
We don't do anything. We don't handle customer. Oh, I can't say. We handle some, but we only do the back end. Again, refunds or partial refunds for customers. Other than that, we are really dealing with suppliers. You got to remember, suppliers ain't open on holidays. A lot of the people we have are Chinese suppliers. They're overseas. So they're not open during the times.
Yeah.
Our current Central Standard Eastern times.
It sounded to me like your boss don't know what the fuck he's doing. But I mean, you know.
I mean, when your own, our managers even say that, you know, they kind of make slight comments like, well, I don't see what's the big deal because it's not going to help them either way. You know, when your managers say that. So it's like, yeah, they ain't feeling it either.
Well, no, I mean, it is what it is. But that's one of those things where, again, that's why some of these larger companies, and your company is a good company for the most part. It's better than most, but it's there's a reason why, like, you know, other companies tend to do bad as far as some of these surveys, as far as, like, how happy their employees are to work there.
Oh, yeah.
And I only say that because, like, you know, this time of year, especially in the retail spaces, that's when it gets hectic because people are spending their money. And I know the joke was that, you know, Black Friday wasn't what it used to be, right? Because it didn't look like they was offering no deals. And even the deals that they were looking, like, we shop enough to be like, hey, that wasn't really much of a discount.
For the last 5 years, there haven't been any discounts.
It's like the price is right. Like, I know how much this costs, my nigga. So you telling me this is 30% off and then you still charging me, like, if, like, for instance, right? Well, we got you a laptop. Okay. Laptops cost about easily like $1,000, $1,200. That's if you get it, like, all the shit loaded on there, this and that. So a sale price ideally would be about, what, $500,
$600? That's a deal.
Right? Right. Okay. The sale price that they said on there was like, what, $800 or something? But then after you load everything on there, that's $1,000.
Exactly.
That's not a sale, my nigga. That's not. You got down on us. But I wasn't stopping for the deal. I was just trying to get, look, I got money now. Y'all ain't heard me say that in a minute. I got money now, okay? Buying stuff.
Puppy.
But yeah, and then so I wanted to ask you this because this was London's first Thanksgiving. She enjoyed it, even though she wasn't for the pictures. We're getting ready for Christmas, right? And so again, a lot of this, I told y'all, you know, I wasn't big on the holidays and stuff growing up. Not like that, like as far as the festivities part.
Yeah.
But you know, we want to do it big for London. So in the shopping and all that, you know, trying to buy gifts, she's a baby, but you want to buy stuff that's kind of like, okay, she'll like this. I think she'll like this, or she'll grow and this could like be with her. So I wanted to ask you because there was a topic floating around on social media, like as far as like, I guess, gender specific like stuff for kids, right? So like you buy a boy a basketball, but you could buy a girl a basketball.
Yeah.
Right. But there's this topic where it's like, what was it, like a kitchen set for somebody bought a kitchen set for their son?
Yeah. So what's trending now, especially in the mom world, is would you buy a kitchen set for your son? And honestly, yes. Because one, all kids, especially boys too, especially, you know, the mama's boys, they want to help their moms in the kitchen. And then as long as you're that kind of parent that's cooking, you do incorporate your kids.
Yeah.
Give them something to do.
So,
you know what
so
I mean?
Wait, what was the issue? What's
they
the
were
problem?
Saying, a lot of people were saying.
Who was it more dudes? Was it more women? Like who? Because.
No, it was more women that was saying no. They say don't give them a kitchen because it makes them gay. And I don't believe that because now you got to look. Guys have to know how to cook too. You got to know how to survive for yourself. That's the number one thing because as you get older and you move out of your parents' home, You can't be just buying food all day, so you got to know how to survive.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My grandmother was like that. She was real big on all her boys, like, know how to cook, clean, iron, wash your clothes, mm-hmm. so that you don't, like, if you meet a woman, if you're blessed enough to meet a woman, like, I got you, who knows how to do this stuff and take care of you, cool. But, like, if not, then you could take care of yourself.
But then also, you know, sometimes it's romantic for the guy to switch it up and he cooks for the wife and he cleans for the girl, you know. And also, even as far as the kitchens, they make the ones that kind of look real now. It's not just those little pink kitchens with the little pink stove and all that, right? Mm-hmm. No, this stuff.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Stainless steel kitchens now.
I'm okay with that. I wouldn't want to buy my son like no. And again, they say, oh, well, color shouldn't matter. And just, but when we was coming up, if you was a girl, they gave you the pink blanket. And if it was a boy, you gave him the blue. And then, well, why are we doing that? We need to be gender fluid. And all of that could come when they, like, become teenagers and can decide what they want to do. But when they kids, man, just, like, let them be kids, right? This is a girl. We're going to buy, like, feminine things, right? So it's not even boy, girl. It's feminine versus masculine, right? So I'm going to buy feminine things. I don't consider a cooking set to be feminine unless it was a pink and white cooking. You know, if it was an Easy Bake oven or some stuff.
No,
right?
it's not that.
Which, it ain't nothing wrong with the Easy Bake oven, but just make it in blue then. Like, that's it.
Actually, you know, the Easy Bake ovens, they change the colors. Neutral color. Well, yeah, they make a neutral
because
color, too.
Because they were ahead of their
because
time.
Because boys like to cook also. I want to bake cookies, you know? Yeah. So, but no, these kitchens are definitely high end now.
Okay.
These new toys, because they mimic like your real stainless steel kitchen.
How much do this stuff cost us? Because London gonna be like, I'm like, nigga, you can help your mom cook in the real kitchen.
I've seen some like minimum $80.
Okay. Oh, that ain't bad. I can buy one of those. Never mind. I'll take it back, Ducky.
So, nah. And then, you know, you put your little batteries in it, make all the noise, everything pops, ding, all of that. And then also, they were talking about, okay, if you give him the kitchen set, would you let him get the little grocery cart? Yes.
Why he need a grocery cart?
He got to know what to buy for food.
No, he don't.
He do. You got to know how to grocery shop.
That remind me of that, like, when you fake like you play grocery. Nigga, you carry enough real groceries in the house, I don't need to fake grocery shop, bro. Like, you can fake cook. That's cool. Now, okay, I got a curveball for you. It's cool for the son to cook and have the cooking set, right? Or the Easy Bake oven. What if your son was trying to have a tea party with dolls?
Nah, that's a little sketchy.
I just said. Okay, then. All right. Just so we know that there's a line.
Tea parties is, that's where you draw the line.
Just so that we know that there's a line. Okay.
Now, he can come to the tea party, but he can't host.
I've sat in on tea parties that my cousin had, and it was just like, all right, cool.
Because you're the guest.
Yeah, but then she played with the Legos. Like it was a fair trade. Exactly. Like, so, you know. I get that. Because, like, I'm talking about Tia. Because Tia, like, she had the tea party thing, but then I had the little Tonka truck thing, the little dump truck, and she was out there throwing the dirt in there and helping me, like, play with that. So it's like, all right, cool. Like, it was a trade-off. Just checking. I just wanted to check. You know, it may or may not be a lie. There was also, so this is funny. There's a petition now, well, a fake petition, because people are like, dude, we tired of seeing Jada and Will do these, do these like interviews where they just outing each other and stuff. Do you think it's just all publicity and stuff at this point?
You know it is.
Okay.
You know it is, because he had his movie that he just did talking like Magic Johnson. But then also she's still, you know, trying to make sure that you continue to keep watchers and listeners for the Red Table Talk.
Yeah, that's all. The Red Table, it just had his, they launching, and then now they on Facebook and they trying to drive the ratings up.
Exactly, that's all it is.
It's cool. It's all entertainment.
And then whatever movie she finna be in, then again, you gotta remember, you look at the mom, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, her daughter Willow, she got an album too. Let me go listen to Willow. Let me go listen to Jaden. You know, stuff like that. So it's all for publicity.
I got that. All right. So some of our shows that we was watching, Power, Book 2, the grandma, because she's on another show, so she got drunk and crashed
the
car.
Couple shows.
Yeah, she's like, I can't be here for the babies no more. I'm out. This is too much. I got a life to live.
Right. She had to go and be the drunk so she could be on. Because she's 60. On a movie on Lifetime with Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
It's like this Lifetime, they're holiday movies, but they keep dragging it out. And this one was like little Christmas baby that she's on. And apparently she was doing another show while she was on that movie too, because she was, oh, my mom, she couldn't make it here. She got stuck up in the mountains, and they had her just on video chat. Mm-hmm. So did then,
they,
you
they,
know.
I was about to say, they do like your other show where they put her, where they just kind of CGI her into the things. Like, all right, grandma, we just need you to we'll stand here.
That. We got to get to that. Okay. That's a little fake there. But no, then the she's also on our other black show, Our Kind of People.
Yeah.
She's the I like that on show. There. That one is really good, but she's also a drunk on there, so she just carried her character over.
Hey, I mean, maybe she a drunk in real life.
Maybe. You know she was on Eve's Bayou. She was a drunk on there.
What movie?
Eve's Bayou.
Eve's Bayou?
Yeah.
You said Eve's Bayou. Like, it was just like, okay, that's how you say it?
I do. It's just because you got to put emphasis on it.
Gotcha. Clearly.
Because when have you seen that movie? Do you remember?
Yeah, I've
you gotta
a little bit
put
of it.
The emphasis on it.
A little bit of it.
It's not just by you, it's by you.
But so yeah, so that they let Bobby Brown back in, even though he did some shady stuff where he robbed his own family and then like sold them on the idea to going into business with him. Then
he did that to get back in though.
Then well, I mean, yeah, and then the new dude is an ex-boyfriend of Mary J. Blige so that looks like the dad. Like exactly. They just gonna write the dad out.
No, I think, you know, the dude, he knew what the son was coming. He knew he was coming in trying to be shiesty.
Yeah.
So he was just being the spy for the mama, just to go and say.
No, I think he just used that to get to the mom.
It. Yeah. To get
light
back to that
niggas,
mom,
man,
too.
These light-skinned niggas.
But then also, like, this is what your son doing. You want me to fix it?
He wild. But yeah, it's good. We just got to continue to see it develop. It's really just hood grownish, as I call it.
But I mean, that's good. We kind of need that.
Do we?
Cause
I'm tired of the drug dealers.
But
story,
look,
man. It's like,
it ain't nothing else on TV to watch.
Yes,
so.
It is. Our other show. Okay. What's this? The games people play.
Look here.
Is that which is basically the game.
Exactly.
That people play.
But no, see, that one is one of those. We started watching first the first season when it had came out because we was like, oh, yeah.
Let's give
know,
it a
it
shot.
Looks good. Once you get, it's one of those shows. Once you get in, you got to just watch it and
yeah,
see how it
they
ends.
They got us now.
Because
so.
It's actually kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And
kinda,
as you was talking
kinda.
About. As you was talking about earlier when we said somebody's being CGI in. Yeah. You know, they got Leon.
It's like, I would have rather y'all just not. You could have, yes. you could have wrote in an emergency
yeah,
or wrote
they didn't
wrote
need
that.
To be there. We did not need
so,
to little fake.
So for the listeners out there, the star of the show is like a star basketball player, and he had to get his jersey retired in his hometown. So he went back. He very rarely goes back to his hometown. His dad is there. His mom died. His dad got a new girl that moved in, and he's like, as a grown man, he's still dealing with that, which is grown people out there that still deal with it, so I understand. But and so then they go to the ceremony and all his friends are there, but then like the mom and dad are CGI'd into it. Apparently it was a production lapse or whatever, right? But my thing is, if the people couldn't make it, then just write it out that they got into an accident on the way there or something.
You clearly
they told them stand here don't move outside the line
in. Like the brightness, everything is just completely off.
Stand on this X right here. All right, don't touch anything. All right, and
clap
action
now. Smile, stand up, clap,
pan left, pan right,
sit down.
All right,
wink your eye at your son.
All right, and good.
All right guys, that's enough take for today.
Yeah, that's yeah, fun times, but we keep watching it.
Yeah, and you know, like speaking of shows, because you know it's holiday season, so
holiday season,
we are getting into the corny Christmas movies. You know,
mm-hmm.
Corny.
Which one is your favorite?
And I just was talking about it, but the Lifetime Kelly Rowland ones, they actually are pretty cute.
Was it like a musical? She was singing and stuff.
No, it's not like a musical. It's actually like Christmas drama. So like oh. They have Christmas parties at their home. She gets engaged in the first one. And then the second one is about them getting married during okay. Christmas time. And this third one is about her having the babies during Christmas time. But what
she gonna leave her
it,
baby in a manger like Jesus?
No. Oh. What makes it so funny is the second one is they filmed it during her pregnancy. Well, I think actually her real pregnancy, the first and second one, I think they filmed them around the same time.
Okay.
But it was during her real pregnancy. Clearly, we all knew that she's pregnant. So what they did was, and you know, Kelly's skinny.
Put a fake belly on a belly?
No, they put all these clothes on her to make her look not pregnant. And they kind of had her turn at certain angles.
CGI, man.
But then, like, on the second one, when they were doing the wedding and they were all sitting around, like, the pool or sitting around the Christmas tree, mm-hmm. she leaned a certain way and they didn't edit it out. You can tell that she was pregnant in what she had.
Are we? Okay, hold on. So here's the thing. These are camera tricks, of course, right? Yeah. This is Hollywood, right? Smoke and mirrors. Are we looking too hard? Because remember, there was a post I'm just saying, like, to find these mistakes. Because remember, and we talked about this too, there was a post or a meme going around where people zoomed in on Kevin Durant's ankles, like, underneath his socks and his compression, like...
Now,
like,
that's doing too much.
Like leggings, like, all of that. And you would just see Ash. And look how ashy this nigga is. I'm like, bro, y'all zoomed in that close on a nigga ankle.
That's doing too
that's
much.
That's petty.
We're talking about...
And I don't even like KD, but, like, I wouldn't even, like, leave that man alone.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Neezy here. I wanted to make sure that y'all go and get your Naturally Nate Instant Moisture Duo. That's right. You know, this Instant Moisture Duo can be used on braids, locks, twists, beards, and all of your natural hair. The moisturizer is all natural ingredients. One of our key ingredients, aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is really great for your scalp. And our oil blend is a mixture of the best oils that you can use to promote hair growth and give your hair a good shine and overall just a natural glow. So you're getting two amazing products. Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay. And also you can follow us on Instagram at naturally_nay, N-A-E-E. Talking about when they clearly did certain edits that they messed up, you know.
Especially that is part of watching the movie, though, to see it, where they fucked
take
up.
Take it back to when the whole Ray J hat thing became a, you know.
That's what, yeah.
Exactly.
We've been seeing, like, they reshot this.
Because then, wait a minute, while we talking about camera angles and
Tyler Perry
edits,
asked me.
Yes, Tyler Perry. But no, go back to our show, The Games People Play. They were supposed to have a little basketball game. The team that's on the show,
yeah,
they did not edit out the post in the back that said OKC.
Yeah, yeah, I caught that.
It was clearly
they was not playing. It's fictional teams. It's not the real NBA.
You guys have the real sign for the real team up here.
It was like they like the LA Vipers playing against like the Tulsa Tornadoes, and then like OKC Thunder was in the back. Still in Oklahoma though, so I mean, you know,
yeah. But still, that's just the joys. And I mean, we're not, we are movie critics, but it's fun that way. You know?
Yeah.
What other way is there to watch a movie instead of critiquing it?
So speaking of critique, tomorrow, Bone Thugs versus 3-6 Mafia. I know you listen to 3-6 because of like the songs that I've played. I haven't played a lot of Bone. Are you probably like, I'm sure you know, like the radio hits, but you wouldn't, are you a Bone fan?
Nah.
Okay. Who you got tomorrow? Just pick one. Pick
just
one.
Just going back with 3-6 Mafia because I know
that Juicy J
and all of them. Yeah.
Juicy J and E's by you. Juicy J. Hey, hey. Juicy.
I do like
DJ. Pow. Crunchy. Blick.
Don't be talking about me.
Project Pato. No.
There you go. And didn't you get a shout out from him like years ago?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
During COVID. Yeah. Got around.
That's cool. What's up.
It was a little touching moment. But no, we're going to see. They released what looks to be the what they're trying to say is like the playlist for it. And I'm just like, eh. I get it. Because, I made a list. And 3-6 had, you know, because I'm a diehard fan. So I said, this is what they could play. Some of that stuff was on there. They went with the more commercial stuff I get. But I think Bone, like, and I've been talking shit about Bone Thugs, but I think it's going to be fair. It's going to be a fair thing. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So before we slide about here, I got questions. I got to add that in there somehow. I'm going to work on that.
Question of the day.
Okay. What are your thoughts on bullying? Also, adult bullying.
This is a no bullying zone.
We don't play that.
I don't play with bullies, man. Kid, even as a kid, look here. I'm gonna go up there. You messing with my, I'm gonna show my kid how to handle it.
Yeah,
I will. But if you still want to continue on, hey, look here,
punch him little in the face. Kid. Oh no, what I told Duck, punch him in the, oh no, kick him in the dick.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, she's definitely gonna do that.
I'd rather you get in trouble for fighting than getting, like, I get a call and that you got beat here, up.
It's one of those, like, we told you about it. Told you to stop, kid.
Hold on, no, because we talked about this on the show before, and we talked about it offline. But, like, telling them, all right, go tell an adult first, and then if they keep hitting you, hit them. Is it wrong to just tell them to go 0 to 100? Like, hey, if they hit you, just hit their ass back? Like, because I don't know. As the more I think about it.
Because I'm going to defend myself.
That's what I'm saying. Because I was thinking about it, like, I want to teach my kids different. But it's like, I don't trust these. Now that we're adults and we see how people are, it's like, eh. And it's,
especially
I look at it.
Teachers, I don't.
I don't trust that they going. So it's like, no, defend yourself and we'll just sort it out afterwards, man. Yeah. It's like real life. I'm going to call the police and then the police take forever and they whooping off into your ass. And then you, the police, and you just cry to the police and the police just like, oh, we'll fill out a report. And then every time them people see you, they're going to try to whoop your ass again. You better off just beating their ass.
Exactly.
And then just being over it. And that, and as for adult bullying, nigga, please.
Yeah.
No. I'm serious. I am grown.
I'm grown as shit, man. Look, you get these grown hands, you'll be fucked up.
Man, I will. Man. Anyway, we too grown for that. And it's like, it's literally like, you got to stand up. And the moral of the story, like, really just stand up for yourself. Yeah. Speak up for yourself.
That's all it
Don't
is.
Don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, punk you or do this and that. Like,
not
nah.
At all.
Like, because we all put our pants on one leg at a time, man. Ain't no reason for you to think that you can, you know what I'm saying, like, bully me. And I'm going to tell y'all, because some of y'all listening out there, y'all came up with me and this and that. I used to get bullied and up until about, like, fourth, fifth grade, and then I became a bully. And then I wasn't so much a bully. I just cracked bad jokes. That was it. like, cause you know, the diagnosis is, oh, well, bullies hurt people. Right. So initially, probably in like fifth grade. Yeah. I was just overcompensating for the fact that I didn't want to get bullied. But after a while, it was like, I have enough self-esteem now. I just like to crack jokes and it's entertaining to me. Like, I don't need to pick on you to feel better about myself. I already feel better about myself. I just got to get these jokes off because I think I'm funny.
I ain't never been bullied. Maybe. I ain't never played around with folks like that.
We know.
I get the busting you upside the head with a lock.
Okay. All right. Play. Next question. Should a woman propose to a man?
Nah. I don't care. We in 2021,
2022. Nah, hold on.
Nah.
Hold on. Because all these people about, well, the roles have changed and we don't need tradition. I'm with you, though. I'm just saying what they said. I feel like certain traditions you should just keep.
Yeah.
There's certain you like chivalry and all this and that. It's just like a code. And if that's the
because
code you choose to live by.
Like, this kind of was a trend maybe like a year or so ago on Instagram. You started seeing like where the chicks was proposing to their dudes, and one that takes away the masculinity from it, from the man too. And then two, the dudes was like, nah, because I want to do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, literally, she put this whole dinner and everything together, and the people thinking, her parents and everybody thinking that he's gonna propose to her. And then she
did she get on one knee?
She did. Wow. She and I was like, nah,
she should have got on both knees.
She did it, and then everybody said,
on your knee.
And then he said no. Like, he was like, nah, he said, I'm supposed to propose to you, so,
and I'm still not ready, so I'm gonna wait another 3 years to propose to you now, just because
you
jumped the gun.
You gotta remember too,
to the back of the line,
you gotta remember too.
Was it on it was on camera, right?
Said, it was on camera.
Camera. She should have used camera tricks. Edited.
Women are ready sometimes before men, and sometimes us as women can jump the gun a little too soon.
Y'all think y'all be ready, but y'all don't be.
Sometimes we can be, you know, jumping the gun a little too soon, and the man's not
I might have did it too soon. I want to be a hoe again. This marriage stuff ain't for me.
Until
he buy you a
man.
Kitchen set, and he wants you to start. He wants you to start in that kitchen. I don't do that. I just go on trips and shop and drink wine all day. It's like, no. Get in the
men
kitchen.
Men know within
cook.
The first few months if they want to be with you and marry you.
That's
not
true.
I would say at least within
That's
the first 6 months.
That's not true.
Within the first 6 months.
It depends on
know.
It depends on the dude. I wouldn't make a generalization like that to say
okay.
that, oh, he knows
okay.
in the 6 months. He
so
knows if he want to rock with you.
Dude.
He's a lot of times it takes, like, he knows that he's serious about you within a certain amount of time. But it's certain things, like, I know, and we talked about this, but for me, when I got with you, like, it's like, all right, no, I want to be with you, but I wanted to, like, it was certain, like, benchmarks. It was like, okay, let's get to this point. Mm-hmm. Now, fully committed and all of that, but, like, okay, let's get to this point and see how we adapt to kind of, like, the transitions of life. And that's just me being a little bit older and just understanding that mm-hmm. life, you go through changes, right? So your willingness, because we read and we talked about it in premarital counseling, especially our demographic or our era, our generation, financial problems is the number one reason why people break up. Yeah. So people will get together thinking one thing, life happens, maybe the pandemic, a job shortage, whatever, whatever. And then people go broke and it's like, well, this isn't the lifestyle that you promised me. So I'm out because I can't do this. Remember on Girlfriends, right? The Tony chick she got with the doctor Todd, and he thought like, oh no, but love. And she was like, fuck love, I'm out. And when we went back and watched it, it was like, wait, I thought that they never got back together.
Yeah, nah, never did.
So that's all I'm saying. Like it's a natural progression. I think that it has to be a commitment to each other, and then as you go through the stages and phases together, mm-hmm. you get there. But like if we within the 6 months, like this is the goal that we're walking toward, y'all set the tone for how like quickly y'all advance to that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't judge people when it's like, well, how fast did they get together? Y'all gonna get married right away? If y'all literally spent every day with each other and discussed this and discussed that and y'all felt that, okay, it's a match, then by all means, go ahead.
Exactly.
Like on Housewives. What's the hot topic with Portia?
Oh, cause she's with
got with dude.
Engaged to the dude who but was only last season's husband to the other girl.
But she broke up with, so for the listeners out there, I know this is gossip, but it kind of makes sense from a relationship standpoint, right? She broke up with her dude, her baby father. They was still cool. It was like a year, and then after that year, like a year and 6 months or something like that, she ended up engaged to another dude after 2 months of knowing the dude. Like, she was dating a dude for 6 months, then after, like, I don't know the timeline. I forgot. I wasn't paying attention.
Something
you know
like
what
that.
I'm saying? Jump in,
yeah,
and help.
It was something like that. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the whole time.
Then why are we watching the show?
But no, because he said they had matching outfits for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then
they broke up 6 months later. They had matching outfits for Christmas.
Matching outfits for Christmas. And then she was engaged a couple months later.
That's all I'm saying.
Going into the new year.
And now they're about to get married. And she just met this man after hanging out at somebody else's house.
Exactly.
Wow. It's wild. It's a wild timeline. It's a wild timeline. But who are we to judge? Because it's like, who knows? They may have hit it off in that moment and they may have had certain like criteria. Like, in my next relationship, I need X, Y, and Z.
They spent so much time together to really get to know each other. Hey.
But that situation is all camera tricks. That's camera tricks, though. Literally, like tricks on camera. And I'm not talking about like magician tricks, just tricks. Is it? Oh, here's the next one. Is it okay for a man to cry?
Yes.
No, it's not. You got to man up, man talk.
Men have emotions too. Like you, I don't believe in just holding everything in, because if you just hold everything in, you at some point you're going to explode, and it either can be in a negative or a positive way. You know, you got to release those emotions. Y'all go through different feelings and you have a bad day too. You know, it hurts if somebody in your family passes mm-hmm. or anything, any drama, you know?
Yeah. I say this.
Trauma there. That's what I was trying to say, but my nose there.
It's okay for a man to cry. However, I would say it's about when to cry, right? And I could be wrong.
You don't want to be like the man.
No, hold on.
That video.
Hold on. Prime example. And it's nothing wrong with, how can I say this? I've seen some of the strongest men in my life. Well, actually, no. I haven't seen really the strongest dudes, like, cry, for real. What I will say is, my OGs ain't really cry around me like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, they were sad or whatever. Maybe one or two tears dropped, but, like, straight up boo-hooing, like, nah. Now, it wasn't on no macho shit, because, I mean, I done broke down, you know what I'm saying, crying on my uncle's shoulder before, and he like, man, get it out, nephew. Like, that's what it is. What I'm saying is, for instance, you can cry, but like have like go off to the side and then get yourself together and then handle your business. Or if you can't, then like go, you know what I'm saying, be in in your vulnerable space with your family. Like cry to your wife, cry to your friends, cry with your family. Don't be out here crying for, you know what I'm saying? Like you can pull it together some way. And a prime example.
Yeah.
When Auntie, rest in peace to my Auntie Siri. Love you, Auntie. When she passed away, it was while I was at work and I had a big presentation I had to do.
I didn't just break down crying right there on the spot. I didn't go in there in the middle of the presentation and start crying and all do this and that. No, I called you. I walked downstairs and I had to walk fast because I understand. That's why I'm saying this. I'm not just saying impossible shit. I had to compose myself, especially the environment was I in. I'm not going to show no weakness, nigga. Not in that environment, right? Go downstairs, went to my car, sat in the car, talked to you on the phone, cried. Talked to you some more, got off the phone with you because I had to get ready for my presentation, prayed on it, walked it off. You know what I'm saying? Went to the bathroom, slid to the bathroom. Wipe my face, do all the snap, walk in, handle my business. All right. Hey, I'm about to go on another call. Went outside, cried about it some more. You know what I'm saying? Cried about it again, like on the way home, whatever. But I was good after that. You feel me? That's what I mean about, I'm not trying to be on no macho man shit, but I'm just saying you got to compose yourself.
Yeah.
And I know everybody can't do that. And I'm not saying that it's mandatory, but I just mastered the ability to compartmentalize my emotions. So even if I don't cry right here this second, I'm going to cry later. But they say he going to cry in the car. Like, I'll cry about it later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that one situation, like with my pops, was it last year? You know what I'm saying? You stay up some nights late and you just be by yourself and you cry it off that way. I'm not about to go on Facebook Live and be like, yo, man. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying you can't cry. I'm just saying have some decorum about it, bro. Like, I don't know. I know that sounds like all like, man up. I feel different.
No, because you don't want to just be out and you see a man just boohooing like a woman, like how we do.
I don't even want to say like a woman because I don't want to discredit y'all. I'm just saying what? Like, because
honestly too, women suck it up and be strong
more than men.
More
than men. That's why I say so, I didn't want to say like a woman. But what I'm saying is,
when I say like a woman, I don't mean just like emotion. I'm saying like when we cry, like you really, you're really crying.
Yeah.
You know, you just
so you want a manly cry. You want, yeah, man. It's just sad, man. You oh my God.
Yeah, I don't want no man crying like
the
that
whining. Man. I don't want the whining.
Nah,
you can't. Hey, I know.
If you do that, you got that kind of cry. Just do it in private, bro. Because I mean, no matter what you going through, and you can have a sincere cry, but the asshole part in me may just be like. Damn, man, you boo-hooing, huh?
We can't tell people how to cry.
I can't tell people how to cry. I can just tell you how
react. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
I can tell you how I may react.
Go cry in the car, dog.
And if I'm an asshole for reacting,
Let me get off the fence. Go cry in the car. So be it. Go cry in the car. You could cry, just go cry in the car,
bro. Go cry in the car. He gonna cry in the car.
Hey, yeah, do that. That's all I got as far as questions go. Oh. Let me ask you, because you know you are our COVID correspondent. This was the Omarion variant. They didn't have nothing else they could name this shit.
It says Omarion.
What is it called? That's what I've been seeing on the timeline. That's not what it's called?
No, it's not called Omarion.
What's it called?
I don't know how they're saying it. It's just like O-M-I-R-O-N.
That's the Omarion.
It's not.
That's how you spell
they're
Omarion.
They're not saying Omarion, though.
Wait, it's saying what? It's what?
O-M-I-R-O-N.
O-M.
Or it may be a C on there. Omicron.
Omicron.
Is a C in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Omicron?
Oh, okay. I mean, it's only one letter away from being Omarion, right? So, I mean...
But, I mean, you know, that's y'all new. That's a new variant that's
sound
out there.
Like a Transformer Omicron.
It do.
Give me the cube, boy.
So...
What's your thoughts on do you believe it, or is this just another ploy to get us to go back and get the booster?
I just think it's just for folks to get this booster now so they can, because they had to give you the free one. They had to give you the free one and make that one free for everybody. I think now they're trying to do this booster, like, all right, now you can come in here and get this booster and this can give us a little bit of money on the back end.
Next question. Do you see it being like, I feel like now everything is just COVID. Like, it's the common cold, and they just calling it COVID now. Do you see that, especially with it being cold? Like, not the cold, but, like, the flu, right? We don't hear about the flu anymore. It's just, I got a little allergy infection, I got a cold, or I got, like, COVID. It's not, oh, this is just the flu.
I think now what I see is they're saying that you have, like, different levels of COVID. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
But I'm saying you these lesser COVID. Levels, what, is it possible that they just the flu and we just labeling it all under COVID now? We're reclassifying everything as COVID. COVID yes. 1, COVID 2, COVID Omicron, COVID yes. Delta.
Yes, because the COVID that everybody's getting that I would say is the weaker one, just like the common cold or mm-hmm. maybe the flu virus.
COVID light.
It's not it's not the strong one. That's the one.
COVID's that, by you.
That I would say is more common right now. That's the one they're like, oh, you sick? Yeah, you get COVID. Then the, I don't want to say like the super COVID, but
just call it what it is.
That's the one where it's like, yeah, man, you got COVID. You sick. You in the hospital. We don't have nothing for you here.
So we just beat everybody over the head about getting vaccinated, and now it literally means jack shit.
No, but it
helps.
It helps.
But then now they're saying you got to get the booster in order to help it.
But no, they're saying for right now, I see that they said if you got the Pfizer one, you need the booster. If you got the other one, you're good for Moderna. Right now. Yeah.
Oh, so we good. Hey,
for right now, Moderna you're good. Gang.
It doesn't you matter. Good.
Exactly. But the moral of the story is y'all just, everybody just
stay out of people's faces.
Stay out of folks' faces.
Y'all couldn't wait. No, we can still be in the club.
You gotta just stay prayed up.
Let's go to the club and eat chicken wings.
At the end of the day now, you gotta stay prayed up. And only person who's gonna keep you safe is God.
Yeah. That's real.
And he gonna give you common sense to be away from folks. Get out of folks' faces, you know.
Yeah, just, I still wear my mask.
Just stay prayed up. Masked I do up. Too. I do too. I'm still sketchy. I don't let people around. Look here, I do it to my own sisters. I'd be know. Like, look, you go to school, bro. Yeah. I see you in about 14 days. Couldn't even hold the baby
on Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah,
get from around here.
14 days. Wash your hands. Put your mask on. Hey, I give you a hug now.
This one. All right. Tell them about your naturally named moisturizer duals. Unless you got anything else, you wanna?
No, y'all can go and go get your little naturally nay instant moisture duo on. You can follow us on Instagram, naturally_nay with 2 E's, or you can go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturally_nay. And pretty soon, I mean, if y'all are some of our loyal customers out there, keep an eye out because next year we're going to go and try this ambassador thing again. And know that all it is to become a naturally nay ambassador.
You gotta give us your left titty.
No.
Oh.
No. I will give you free products once a month. And all I request is a video and one picture with the products a week.
Yeah, and if you don't, we're gonna send somebody to your house to beat you up. Procure or repossess all your products. We're taking it back. We're taking our cases of product back. I'm talking shit. Don't listen to me. All right. You can also inaudibleruckus.com/shop. We got the God is Perfect hoodies and we got the 5-star championship t-shirts. And then go to midnightclubmerch.com. All right. It's been another episode of the Skeetos Minisodes.